talk. Why don't you just go around and ask
people? Okay. Good morning. Good morning. We are holding now that
Have you possibly a Gemara
on Daf Chaf Aleph from Beis? And yesterday we started learning about the numbers of Olim and Sukkim that are minimal in every Kriyas HaTorah and the corresponding idea that they are about. So we're holding now on the second wide line. First wide line, let's start. Elohad etonir av simi. Ein pochzen meyud psukim v'beis ha-knesset. You don't do less than 10 psukim in a shul. Vayedaber olim and a minyan in the pasuk of Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Lemer counts. Hani asara k'neged mi. These 10 psukim are corresponding to what idea? Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi k'neged asara batlanim sh'beis ha-knesset. They refer to the 10 batlanim. Batlanim means those that are bottle. Bottle from what? From Olam Hazeh. And they are Osek in Olam in Torah. Every community, everybody agrees. I don't want to get into a conversation, but Torah study is foundational, it's fundamental. And a city that has 10 batlanim is why. The question is it universal? Is it something that's, you know, do we promote it for the Hamon Am or not? That's, but everybody, I think every Torah Jew understands the importance of having people that are supported to learn. The minimum was 10. Every city had to have 10 people that were exceptional Talmid Chacham that were learning. And not only were they special, but the 10 Olim that we do, the 10 Psukim, are about those 10 people. Okay? Whether it should be everybody, it's obviously a different conversation. But this is a reminder. Let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater when you guys have this conversation at your Shabbos table about Kolel or not Kolel. No one argues that Asara Batlanim is fundamental. The question is do you need a Elef Batladim? It's a different conversation. Rav Yosef Omar. Baruch Hashem. Rav Yosef Omar. We're not going to have that. I just want to, you know, let's not. Rav Yosef Omar. Keneged Aseres HaDibros Shenemer LeMoshe MeSinai. He says it's corresponding to the 10 Dibros said to Moshe at Sinai. Rav Levi Omar. Keneged Asara Hilulin Sheomar David B'Sefer Tehillim. The 10 Hilulim that David HaMelech said in Sefer Tehillim. If you look at Sefer Tehillim, there are 10 halalukas in the capital, the perek of halaluka, the last one, there are 10. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Keneged Asara Ma'amaro Shebehen Nivra Ha'olam. They correspond to the 10 statements, utterances of Hashem that were used to create the world. Vayomer Hashem Yihi Or, Vayomer Hashem, Vayomer Hashem, Vayomer Hashem. There are 9 actually in the Torah. The Gemara asks, Hai Ninu. Vayomer the Bereshis, Hani Tishahava, where are they? The Vayomers in Bereshis, there are only 9. The Gemara answers, Bereshis Nami Ma'amarhu. The words Bereshis, Bara Elohim, even though it doesn't say an introduction that Hashem said them, that is the first Ma'amar. As it says, Bidvar Hashem, Shamayim Na'asu, Uvuruach Piv, Kol Tzva'am. Amar Rava, Rishon Shakara Dalad Meshubuch. In other words, we have a minimum of 10 psukim when you have a Kriyas HaTorah. Which aliyah should you play? Again, so you have to have a minimum of 3 psukim per aliyah. So one of the olim is going to get 4 psukim. Which is the best place, which of the olim, Kohen, Levi, or Shlishi, should get the 4 psukim? So the Gemara says, very, very, very fair and equitable Gemara. It's just like this. If you do it the first 4, that's very praiseworthy. If you do it the second aliyah, also very praiseworthy. And if you do it the third one, that's very praiseworthy. So everyone wins, and either one is advantageous for whatever the Gemara is going to explain. We're going to now show different places in Shas that when you have 3 things, the first one is the most important. Sometimes we find that the middle one is the most important. Sometimes the last one is the most important. Thus, telling us that in a situation like this, either one is good. Where do you find Amar Rabba? Rishon Shikara Dala Meshubach. The fact that the first 4 is considered praiseworthy, where do you see that idea? This not. Bishalosh Kupos Shel Shalosh Si'in Shabahen Terminus Halishka. The Truma that we give Machzis HaShekel every year, so those coins were then put into these huge vats called Kupos. And each kupa had 3 sa'a worth of coins. Now, v'hayakasav aleihem, these kupos, these huge vats had simanim on them, aleph, beis, gimel. Lay the ezim and nitrima rishon, and because you wanted to know which truma was removed first, which truma was taken out for, which coins were removed first to buy the korbanos. Lahakar v'mena rishon, because you wanted to always use the first coins that were removed to buy the korbanos should be used to buy the first korbanos. Why? Shemitzvah b'rishon, because it's a mitzvah to always use the rishon. So here you see the idea that when you have a groups of three, the first one is the most important. Okay, so we'll do the next tomorrow. I don't want to rush it.